Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Today on This Week Health.
A lot of people buy automation tools that are off the shelf and work to get them developed. But then it's like painting the flipping Golden Gate Bridge, right? Maintaining it and keeping it evergreen is a real challenge. And that's the problem that we solve.
Welcome to This Week Health. This is a conference campaign where we chat with our partners about the exciting initiatives they have going on in healthcare. Vive 2023 is coming up in Nashville, and we want to give you the opportunity to know some of the great solutions that you're going to be seeing at the conference and how you can find them. So let's get right into it. Today, we're joined by Laura O'Toole, CEO of SureTest. Laura, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bill. Great to see you, as always.
Great to see you as well. I'm looking forward to this conversation. We're going to go deep into automation, and I'm excited about this because I've talked to some of your clients and I've looked at some of the things that you have done in this space. It's really exciting the things that SureTest enables for healthcare and for healthcare IT organizations. What are some of the things you're going to be talking about at Vive?
So we're really excited about Vive this year, Bill. We're going to have a booth down on the floor. We'll have our solution in the booth so that folks can come by and see a full demo of the solution. We'll be there with our partner, Eggplant Keysight. So we're delighted that they're going to be joining us down on the floor this year. And we're really excited to have many of our clients, actually, active clients that will be stopping by and available to talk to folks that may be interested in what the SureTest solution can do for their teams.
So what can it do? You and I have talked about the numbers. We've talked about automation of this testing. How much testing does a healthcare organization typically do around the applications that you serve?
Yeah, so SureTest was purpose-built to help our clients take care of the approximately 20, sometimes up to 40,000 hours a year that a good-sized and large-sized health system is spending on primarily their EHR testing and all the surround and integrated third-party applications. So it's an inordinate amount of time at a time when healthcare doesn't have time and they're struggling with staffing challenges. What SureTest does as a full managed solution is it completely alleviates that burden for our clients. We were purpose-built. We spent a lot of time and energy and money with a couple of pilot clients to build out a large library of automation. We have about 2,500 EHR workflows in our library. And what that does is it jumpstarts the automation for our clients. A lot of people buy automation tools or have tools that are off the shelf and they work to get them developed. But then it's like painting the flipping Golden Gate Bridge, right? Maintaining it and keeping it evergreen and then that continual development is a real challenge. And that's the problem that we solve. We fix Fiat. We're confident in our delivery, and we leverage that library to really jumpstart our clients' initiatives for their own libraries of automation.
So, Laura, 2,500 workflows. But when I think about it, every health system is going to say, but I'm different. Mm-hmm. No. Can you just drop your stuff in here? So what does the process look like, and how do they leverage the work that you've already done?
So one of the things that we've done, I think that's our secret sauce, is not only are our developers very well versed in automation and developing those tools, but they grew up as domain experts, primarily in Epic and Cerner. So many of our folks held multiple Epic certifications. So they're able to see through the muck really quickly to the other side. And as a part of that, we built out a framework that's very plug and play. I liken it to like Lincoln Logs or Legos when you were a kid. So what we do is when we record a new client's workflows, we're able to take that artifact and bump it up against our library and find the commonalities and then use that as Lincoln Logs to now create their library. And it allows us to do it 4 to 5 times faster than they can do it themselves based on the components and the framework of the library that we've built. So it's a real speed to value delivering ROI within the first year.
It's interesting. You did talk to not one of your clients, but somebody else who's built out a testing automation platform. And it's actually built on Eggplant. You're built on Eggplant. Yep. They're built on Eggplant. Mm-hmm. And they were very proud of what they had built. But then they said, Yeah, but you know what? Oh my gosh, just the ongoing maintenance of this thing is killing me. It's the same thing as developing an application. You have to continually look at the scripts. You have to continually modify them, update them, keep them. And even that, when I talked to them about your platform, they were sitting there going, yeah, that probably makes more sense for us.
Yeah, I think that there's so many tools out there, and we did extensive research on the tools that are out there, and we're kind of tool agnostic. We built the EHR library on Eggplant because it is the only technology that we have found that is able to handle the complexities of the patient journey. Most automation tools do image capture or screen scraping alone. This uses OCR technology. So the flexibility within the tool is significantly different than anything that we've found on the market. There are other tools that we use if we're doing web and mobile testing or we're doing some interface testing. You can use more rote automation. But in terms of the complexity, if you think about the number of places a patient can journey through a health system, to be able to have that flexibility, that's the only way that you can maintain it, is by building a framework that you can very easily, when you update one component, it can update a whole host of components. And most people don't build their frameworks that way. I think because we have the domain expertise to really understand the EHR workflow, we were very purpose-driven in how we built our framework to be able to solve that problem for our clients.
So when they swing by, they're going to see your tool and they're going to be able to interact with it and whatnot. But you've moved beyond just Epic and Cerner at this point, and you're moving into other areas of testing as well.
Yeah, so our initial clients that have had great success leveraging our library and our managed solution for the EHR have now come to us and said, I'm moving down the enterprise journey. Primarily Workday and Infor are the two that we have been asked to look to build out libraries to help them on their enterprise platform. So that's really a next box opportunity for us that we're working with a couple clients on right now.
And that gets that platform thinking that we've been talking to CIOs right about for years.
That's right.
This becomes your automation testing platform, and you just keep looking at whatever's next down the road.
Yeah, this is an enterprise tool, and it can handle enterprise problems. And for us, the key is to give the time and the money back to our clients. And we've seen our clients be able to save the equivalent of 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 FTE positions with this solution. Now, everybody's doing something differently. Some people are using those to do more strategic projects. We've had a client or two eliminate teams or move those folks to other areas that would give them additional leverageability. But at a time where our clients are spending so much money on clinical resources and traveling nurses and traveling clinicians and trying to fill the gap to serve their clinical needs, this is an opportunity for them to save time and money and, quite frankly, reduce significant risk, because you could never test as much as this solution is testing in a rigorous way, continual way. Some of these test scripts are 8 days long, all the way through the whole revenue cycle. You just can't do that with manual intent.
So does it get rid of about 80%, or how much of the testing becomes automated?
Yep. Our goal is about 80 to 85%. Most of our clients are seeing right around the 80% mark, because there's some things that we would recommend you don't automate just because you don't test them enough. It just doesn't make sense. It's not worth the bang for the buck. But about 80% completely eliminate that manual testing, both at the unit level and the integrated testing level for the EHR. And we're starting to see some clients now take upgrades more often. You saw this big move where, like, Epic moved to 4 upgrades a year. It's like constant. Just by the time you're getting done with one, you're on to the next one. So they move to twice a year. This gives you the opportunity to take those 4 upgrades a year and be able to leverage the great functionality that's coming out sooner.
And organizations that are forced to do cuts because of financial considerations right now, this is one of those areas where you can replace some of that with technology. I know that you and I were in a room where one of the CIOs was talking about, he just had to cut his team and he's just going to do less testing. And that started a conversation. What if you didn't have to do less testing?
Right, exactly. And what about the risk you're introducing by doing less testing? I mean, that's what scares me. You've got to test these workflows in all the downstream systems. Too many impacts to not test well.
Absolutely. So SureTest is going to be at booth 812.
Yep.
at the Vive Conference. Looking forward to that. Laura, I also want to thank you for being a part of Captain's Cures for Childhood Cancer. We're doing a drive at the event, and you're one of three of the sponsors that have generously given towards that campaign. And we're looking forward to people taking their picture with Captain at the event. We're going to be donating $1 for everybody who is in the picture. So if you get 50 of your friends in the picture with Captain, that'll be $50 towards Alex's lemonade stand. We really appreciate your partnership in doing that.
Yeah, well, I'm excited. I think we should try to do that picture. We're doing a pretty special and intimate kind of vintage wine and charcuterie tasting event. Back when COVID hit, Bill, it was really hard to connect with clients, and you want to respect clients' time. Nobody wanted to go out to dinner. So we started doing these kind of virtual wine tasting events, and we have this amazing sommelier. He's just a cool guy. So in appreciation for our clients and some prospects, we're having a really nice event. And I hope that you and Holly and Captain come by that and check it out. And that'd be a great place to have a photo. I love that dog, by the way. I got to meet him. He's so cute.
He is. If anyone's wondering, Captain is a service dog and is one of the best trained dogs I've ever come across. He's amazing. So looking forward to that. I hope everyone is excited as I am to get together at Vive. Definitely visit the Short Test booth, booth 812. Stop by, talk to Laura, talk to the team, and let them know that you heard about it here. We really want to thank all of you for listening. That's all for now. I love the chance to have these conversations. I think if I were a CIO today, I would have every team member listen to a show like this one. I believe it's conference level value every week. If you want to support This Week Health, tell someone about our channels. That would really benefit us. We have a mission of getting our content into as many hands as possible. And if you're listening to it, hopefully you find value. And if you could tell somebody else about it, it helps us to achieve our mission. We have two channels. We have the conference channel, which you're listening to, and This Week Health Newsroom. Check them out today. You can find them wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, Overcast. You get the picture. We are everywhere. We want to thank our keynote partners, CDW, Rubrik, Sectra, and Trellix, who invest in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.